to be very pleasing then, Hamish, to sort of have your future sort of sorted for the next 5 or 6 years, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's great to have that security, I suppose. You know, never really wanted to go sort of anywhere else. I've got no reason to go anywhere. So, you know, incredibly happy that, you know, the footy club has come to the party and we can hang around here for another few years.
How tempting were the offers from Victoria?
Oh, look, you know, I think what people have to understand is that it's not as simple as just being able to knock these sort of things on the head. You know, there's a fair bit to consider, and it's not just me that has to consider it as well. There's the footy club involved and managers and these sorts of things. So there's a lot of parties involved, but like I mentioned, there's no real reason for me to have gone. You know, I've got family, friends here. Clearly I've been here for a significant amount of time already, and I've invested a lot in the footy club, and the footy club invested a lot in me as well. So, you know, for them to, I suppose, counter-offer the deal the way they did was really pleasing, and you know, I'm just really thankful for the footy club for doing that.
It's a pretty significant time that you have been locked in for, Hamish. Yep. It must give you a fair bit of, I suppose, contentment about where things are at.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think in terms of the people we've got at this footy club, you know, is part of the reason as to why I wanted to stay as well. I think we're just about as close as any other team out there to gaining what we want to gain. So that was a big factor for me remaining here. Like I said, it gives me a bit of security for, you know, for another 6 years, which is a very, very long time, and hopefully we can get some success in that time.
Do you go and treat yourself to something now that there's a bit of extra cash in the wallet? It's the first thing that goes your mind
about. I just bought a new house here as well, so I've got to sink a bit of money into that, so that'll help.
How does it feel to get those big offers from? Does it make you feel about good with where your footy's at when you get those offers from other clubs that you're a wanted commodity?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I was pretty surprised and pretty shocked. I never really thought that I'd be the bloke in that sort of situation. So, you know, especially when you've got guys like, you know, Boakey and Robbie and Chad, Ollie, these sort of guys that are running around with you. Yeah, I didn't really expect to be the type of bloke that would, you know, be receiving those offers. So it came to a bit of a shock. But yeah, I guess, you know, it's almost sort of flattering that other clubs perceive you in that way and consider you that good of a player. So I guess I should probably be sort of thankful in a way.
Were any of those tempting? I know you've talked about being here, stability and the great things to do, but is it hard not to even look up a little bit and consider something?
Oh, look, I think probably the length of the deals was one thing that sort of pricked the ears up a little bit. But like I said, it was within sort of 2 or 3 days that the club came back with their offer on top of it, and pretty much as soon as they gave me the same security, I knew I was going to stay.
Do you think it went through a few tough years when you first got here, and obviously the club looks like it's heading in the right direction now. Was there a feeling for yourself that you want to stay and sort of see that job through?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I mentioned, I've invested a lot of energy into this football club, and they've done the same for me. And you know, the footy club has helped me through probably the toughest time of my life a few years ago with the Johnny Mac sort of stuff. So I've got a lot to thank them for and to repay them for. So no doubt that, you know, I've been on a long journey with a lot of these guys that I'm running out with every weekend, and you know, the job is unfinished. So we want to get to the ultimate goal of winning a flag together.
Obviously, it's worked out pretty well for you, but do you think clubs are being spooked by free agency now?
Yeah, I think. You know, particularly when clubs have got a lot of money in their salary cap that they can sort of, you know, throw around to players, probably scares clubs a little bit. But at the same time, I think if the club's developed a really good culture and a solid foundation in terms of the people that they've got in the football club, then the desire for their players to stay is greater, and that's probably the overriding factor overall.
Pretty close group here as well, Hamish. over the last few years, there's been a number of big names sort of thrown up that could leave the club, and they've all ended up staying.
Yeah.
I mean, how tight is the group?
Yeah, look, we've you know, probably led by even Alapade and Jacko, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, committing to the football club, and then obviously Boakey, you know, staying as well. That was huge for us, and I think the boys realised that to have a sustained success as a group, then you need to realise sort of where you're at in terms of where you fit at the football club, and there's no doubt that we're a very tight-knit group, and you know, guys certainly don't get carried away by external factors. You know, they want to stay together as a group, and to win a flag together is the ultimate goal.
Was it hard to watch Hawthorn win the flag considering you beat them twice this season?
Look, not really. I don't think that, you know, Hawthorn have been a super side for, you know, a number of years. We all know that, and at the end of the day, we didn't belong to be there. As hard as it is to say, yeah, we didn't play good enough footy throughout the year, and it's as simple as that. So the two best teams for the year were there on the day, and clearly Hawthorn have been the best side all year.
Do